So back to the 150-year-olds. Bogus. Just totally bogus, right? So there's automatically at Social Security a system where if you do reach the age of 115 years old, you have to actually verify that you're living at 115, which creates hardship for people. That it actually does happen, and it's extremely difficult for a 115-year-old. But that is an automatic system in place. I actually don't know if people have had to, or when the last person that had to verify themselves. But there's an automatic shutoff, right? So no one is getting benefits at 150. There are extremely old people, but there's no 150-year-olds, right? So what happens is it just shows again that he doesn't understand the system. So there's a lot of reasons why there could be a input in the database that hasn't been deleted, but there's no checks going out to it. Like I said, checks automatically cut off at 115. So there's no checks going out. So the problem is there's not enough people working in the IT department to ensure that the database is perfectly clean and up to date. You know what the IG says? The Inspector General says? Hire more people. Put more resources into cleaning up the database. That's what you do if you wanted to solve a problem. But what Donald Trump and Elon Musk did, they fired the Inspector General. That was their day one move. They fired the guy whose job it is to eliminate fraud in the system. That's not what you do if you're trying to eliminate fraud. That's what you do if you're trying to perpetrate fraud. So he's just making it up, or he's saying like, oh my God, can you believe it? This is sort of a conspiracist's best friend, right? Like, the question is, are checks going out, right? Is money going out to getting into the hands of people that it shouldn't go to? And the answer is that rate is super low, infinitesimally low. I read it to you before, 0.00625%. Okay, so yes, there are fraudsters in the system, and the Inspector General is has systems to root them out. And again, most of the time it involves you need more people. You need to hire more people. So did Elon Musk and his Doge goons look into some database and, you know, there's some double entries? I don't know. I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I would say they probably just made it up whole cloth. You know, like, and you're probably going to ask about some of these, but there's multiple times when they say things where you're like, oh, well, that's just because they don't understand how the system works. And I don't buy it. I'm like, no, they didn't make an honest mistake, you know, and he has this whole aw shucks thing that he does where like, we're going to make mistakes. They're not making mistakes. They're trying to destroy the program. So they're just lying about things. Is there a big problem with fraud, waste, and abuse at Social Security? Categorically, no. You can read that in today's USA Today. You can read that in the New York Times. Everybody who's looked into it is like, the reason that Elon Musk is not finding huge or even big at all levels of fraud, waste, and abuse at Social Security is because it does not exist. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this build towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media. Social Security Works and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.